The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I almost said the other name.
You did?
I almost did.
Already? Only two episodes in, you're already fucking up. Who was here from day one with you? Yeah. You're just going to forget.
Our basic bitches.
All that we've had.
Our basic babes.
All that we've built.
All that we've been through.
All that we've been through. We're so different. I would have never.
Have merch that says we're so different? I feel like that would be so good.
I do love that.
But we're like, so different.
Then people have to explain it. I think I think about when I make merch. I'm like, I don't want people to have to like have a whole story of like, why do you have a shirt that says we're so different?
I just love, for me, it's more of a inside joke between us and who's wearing
okay,
it. And then we can do like 50. We don't have to do a lot. Okay. You know what I mean? Like it could be like low.
I mean, comment down below if you guys want We're So Different. I still to this day get questions for
be yourself.
I still get comments.
Like sometimes, clearly if we were in it for the money, that would have been out. That would have been out the next day. It's just, oh my, I will never get rid of it. We've cleaned through my closet multiple times of just like getting rid of stuff and whatever. My mom was actually, this is a few months ago. My mom was over and she just loves help. Don't you love when like your mom comes over and is just like, oh, like, hon, let me cook for you. Let me do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 30 years old, but also like, please.
Oh no. Every holiday, my mom is in the kitchen cleaning every dish after and stays like till 10 p.m. My dad's like, let's go. We got to go. And she's like cleaning every dish. I'm like, please stop.
And but keep going. When I first moved out, it bothered me because I was like, I'm an adult now. I don't need it. And now I'm like, oh, that's her love language.
Oh, it's really
like,
sweet.
And also I can't, like, I'm sure when I'm a mom, I'll do the exact same thing. So she was helping me going through my closet. We were just like putting things in different piles and she held up the be silly be. She's like,
trash,
toss, right?
Trash.
I was like, how dare you? I was like, never. I need to frame that shit.
I regret giving mine away.
I can't believe.
I know, but I could simply make a new one though.
I just hope someone went thrifting and saw it and said, that's fire.
One of four in this whole universe. One of four.
No, like collectible. Worth something.
Collectible.
Oh my God. The way that people look for rare Pokemon cards, there is a be silly, be you.
Be yourself. Infinity.
It was so ugly. It was cute. I'm going to wear it next week.
Wait, you should.
No, I am.
Keep pranking me.
Okay.
I like the pranks.
You pranked me on that one.
I know, but I just like you pranked me recently with the outfit.
Oh.
That went a little viral.
It did go a little viral. Everyone was dying at you. You being like, and you chose to dress ugly today.
Everyone was like, that was the most Remy response ever.
Oh my God, no, I'm dead.
I thought, I'm gonna keep my comments to myself.
No,
I have to say though on that episode, I mean, I was expecting people to be like, what a bad friend. Cause I was not being the best friend in that moment, but I was being nice. Like I thought I was being a good friend, but being nice, I should have been more honest. But again, it wasn't as bad as you were thinking it was going to be. It really wasn't. Like you pulled it off and that's a testament to you. And cheers to yourself.
And you know, and to you.
To you.
And to you.
And to you.
Way to spin that one.
I have to say also in that episode, that's the one where I, shaking, crying, sobbed. And everybody was really, really nice in the comments. I just want to say thank you guys so much because it's so funny because we'll record 2 weeks early and then 2 weeks later, you know, it'll come out and I'm like, oh, I'm good now.
Or you get DMs and people are like, I'm so sorry. You're like, what happened?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that also, it's never just a linear thing or like you go through it once and you're good. But 2 weeks later after the episode had come out, I was in a really good place. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I was, how sad for me, which is what you told me to do. And I watched it back. You gave me homework.
I saw, how's the homework?
I actually applied the homework like the next day because we were working on the Pretty X Unfiltered banner And I was like, I got it, guys. I'll do it. And I couldn't do it. I didn't know how to work Photoshop in that capacity. And so normally I would have spent a lot of time like trying to research or do all these things. And I reached out to Alicia and I said, hi, I'm so sorry to bother, but could you help me with this?
Wait, I wish I knew that was you doing your homework. So I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't even think anything of it.
I like normally would have spent hours and wasted so much time trying to like watch tutorials and things. So I was like, she asked me. She told me to ask for help, so I'm going to ask for help. And you delivered in like 30 seconds.
Oh my God. Wait.
So I tried. No, maybe that wasn't what you were asking me to ask for help with, but normally I wouldn't have.
No, anything's better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the banner. It looks great. I was on the channel on my TV and like on the big TV. Looks amazing.
Oh, thank God.
I meant to send you a photo. Beautifully stretched out.
You know what's so funny is whenever I make those like dimensions, I'm like, no one's going to see it on like... the big one.
TV, because it shows you like on iPhone, on laptop, on desktop,
iPad.
On TV. And it looked, I should have sent you a photo. It looked beautiful. Such good work.
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
so,
you so
welcome. Much.
What else is new?
So we released a couple episodes of Pretty X Unfiltered and it's been doing so well. People are liking it so much. I just want to say constructive criticism taken. I need to stop laughing into the microphone.
No. Okay. The next episode that's not out yet, I purposely would put my mic down.
Same.
When I wasn't talking because I realized I do the same thing.
I just think they're so funny. And every time we've done, like when they came on here, we went on their show before the new show actually started. I would catch myself like, and like you could hear it across the whole episode. And I'm like, how annoying. And then watching episode one and two back, I'm like, oh, that's so annoying. So constructive criticism taken. I really did try to remove the mic. I will say I got really drunk in episode three.
No, it's hilarious. Like, it's out by the time you guys see us. It'll be the birthday one.
Oh, yeah.
Please do me a huge favor. Go watch it and just take a photo of Remy when she's blank face with the car's sunglass or the bedazzled sunglasses. Because we basically did a birthday party for Heath and I because obviously we have the same birthday. And so we did it, like, decorated half... Rim and Zane decorated it like half little boy themed like cars and then half like unicorn. And we just had like a joint birthday party episode. So it was so funny
because cupcakes,
we had these little tire,
cups,
like thermos.
A party favor. Yeah, like if you went to like a little birthday party.
Yes. And obviously we filled it with alcohol. Cause like, haha, it's funny, obviously. But it was just hilarious because there were so many times this episode, I look over at Remy and she's wearing a unicorn, like party headband. Has these bedazzled heart glitter sunglasses that are meant for like a 3-year-old. So they're so small and like put together. And then she's holding her tire and then straight face like, it's so funny. So please go send a photo and DM it to us or something. It's so good.
We like talked about, we were driving the other day and she's like, do you remember when we talked about this? Do you remember when we talked about that? And I blacked out a lot of it, but I was there, but I wasn't.
No. You sorry, know, I pictured
I was there, but I wasn't.
We have to put a screenshot in this right now of
my face. I didn't eat enough that day because I was so busy running around. And I that morning I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and then I went with Mia to the gym to do one of her workouts.
You told me you were doing that, and I was
wait,
like,
I'm
you
tell the story.
Are another. I could never.
But I like. I did it because Mia and I did a video recently. We did a little collab, which ooh. Still to this day, when I like collab with you guys, like my little inner fangirl goes off. I said hashtag Ramia.
Ramia.
And it'll just never get old. And so we did a video where because you know I do the videos where I'm a private chef.
Oh yeah.
For one of my friends.
One of my favorite collabs we've ever done.
I mean, you were the flagship original video. I've only done two actually. I think I've done you and then I did Cal, but it's so, yours was so funny because I went to your house and did it. Obviously at Cal's, it's my house too. So it's not as exciting. But for Mia's, I was like, you know what? Instead of just doing one day of cooking, she's obviously very into fitness and very much meal prepping, very much into like hitting a protein goal, being in a caloric deficit, all the macros, macro things. Yeah. So I was like, wait, I want to do, because there's a few things that I've been cooking lately where when I make food, I'm like, some of my life, I'm like, oh, they would like this.
Yeah.
So I've been doing egg bites for myself. I did like some chicken drumsticks. And the way that I will travel with Mia and she'll bring a vat of chicken drumsticks and just eat them.
Oh
like
my God.
Morning, night and day,
yeah.
Like all day long. So I was making drumsticks. I was like, she would love this. So why don't I do a video where I'm meal prepping for her for the week? And I did all the math.
That's
I was
so
like,
good.
So college professor. And I sat down and I did all the macros, fat, carbs, protein, all the things. And I cooked for her for the week. And then for her video, she's like, come work out with me. And I was like, okay, here we go. So I woke up at 4:30.
Oof.
Met her at the gym, or I brought the food to her.
Did
like
you
I was like a
me
meal kit delivery
sleeping?
Service. I didn't, because I didn't have any thoughts in my head. Like, I truly didn't think anything. But also, fun fact, I told Mia this already. Mia's really good friends with Jake Thomas, mm-hmm. who, if you guys don't know, is so obviously famously known for being Matt McGuire, Lizzie McGuire's little brother.
I would fangirl, probably.
He's so nice. He's so sweet and so fun and easy to talk to. But, like, it was so early in the morning. And Mia, at one point, had, like, made a gym friend. So she, like, walked away. So it was just Jake and I mm-hmm. talking, and he gave me his ankle strap to borrow. We were like, you know, hitting it off, new friends.
Hey, buddy.
No, literally, I was just like, I was asking him about his day and like his interests and things. And then it had just been so early and I was so tired and I needed to leave because I had to get home to shower and go to a meeting. And so I was like, okay, bye, Mia. And I like went to give Jake back his strap. And I actively have to remember his name is Jake.
Like, not Matt.
No, I almost just called him Matt again right now. And I said, thanks, Jake, for letting me use your strap. And then he kind of paused. And then I was like, oh my God, I called him the wrong name. Like, I forget because he's Matt McGuire. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. He is iconic.
Yeah.
And so I like paused and then I spiraled my whole way home. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. And I couldn't remember what name I called him because it was so early.
And then you convince yourself. Both ways happened. Yes. You're like, I definitely said Matt. And they're like, no. I said Jake.
Both multiverses happened and both occurred at the same time. I did say the right name. Thank God.
Thank God.
And yeah, I spiraled all day about that. Went to my lunch meeting. Sorry. No, you're so fine. Went to my meeting. Got stopped by that girl who said she saw you at the Grove.
Oh, yes.
Met a few subscribers. And then I came to the recording. So that's why I didn't have time to eat that day. And I also was so tired. So that's why I got so drunk. And I
was
just, out.
I could never plan to do that early of a workout, one, ever, but two, a day that we record.
Yeah, no, I won't be doing that again.
I was like, when you told me the night before, also we both went to bed at like 10.
I went 11. Home and I got a Denny's burger and I went to sleep.
What?
No, it was an eventful day though.
I saw the clip of Trisha's podcast, which people tagged us into, being like, oh my God, Trisha talked about you guys. One, fucking love her.
I just have to say, Trisha Paytas, I love you so much.
No, like I wish I was reincarnated as Malibu.
Oh, and I can be Elvis. Yeah. You kidding me? I just like, I saw in the comments a lot of people, I think someone clipped the Trisha podcast and they're like, Trisha's been like a fan or like a supporter of us for so long. And we are so grateful and lucky to her for supporting us for so long. Cause it means the world. It really does.
Well, where I was going with that was, no.
I love Trisha tour. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're so good. I was just like, where I was going with that was she had mentioned like how you and I have such a like a clean record and how can we do that? And I'm like, because I'm too scared to say anything to anyone ever.
True. Very true.
Like literally I'm like, oh, I would never say anything. Like I can't. Like no. I'm like, I have my own fucking mental health to deal with. I can't even deal with other people.
I don't want drama.
No, that's the epitome of your life.
No, I know. And I'm just like, anytime anything comes on, I'm like,
you are the girl in Mean Girls who's like, can we all just have rainbows? Why
can't we just make a cake of rainbows and just all hold hands? That's how I feel. But lovely, Trisha.
We love Skims here at Pretty Basic. I still can't believe they're working with us. We're both the biggest fans ever. I've been really loving their cotton jersey t-shirt lately. You guys, Ashley has literally stolen three of these shirts from my closet. That she's had them so long, they're basically just hers now.
You know what that means now? You get to steal three things from her closet.
Yeah, well, I would take back the Skims ones. I ended up just buying new ones. Because I was like, I'll be a good sister. You can have these. Because she like never, she never does that. So if she ever does do something like that, that means she's obsessed with it. But needless to say, the cotton jersey t-shirts, I don't know what's in the fabric. It's amazing. The shades bone and mineral are truly like a wardrobe staple. They lay on your body so well. And I've never had a t-shirt do that before. I feel so good. It's like fitted. It's not too tight. And it just makes me feel super confident when I'm wearing it.
I was editing a vlog last night and I was wearing my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bra in black onyx. And I wore the Fits Everybody t-shirt on top. And oh my God, it just was like watching that video back of me. I looked amazing.
It's
so smoothing. It's so comfortable. And I love the idea of just like wearing a blue jean with like one of the t-shirts and then dressing it up with some jewelry or the cute shoes or maybe my pumps when I get my pumps. Like it's going to be so cute.
Yeah. And I feel like I've always been more into crop tops because I like how they lay on my body, I guess, but I've never felt comfortable in just a t-shirt. I feel like they're usually very drowning on me where Ashley pulls off. She'll just like wear a baggy t-shirt and it looks so good on her. And I've always been so jealous. And I swear this is the first time I actually feel super like confident and sexy just wearing a t-shirt and jeans. And like you said, just putting in a little jewelry, boom.
They're always hitting the nail on the head with everything. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you placed your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzin, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
I mean, we all love Julianne Moore. She's so, 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 so iconic. She's been in so many iconic roles and also just like seems like the nicest woman in the world. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch Mary and George only on Starz and the Starz app.
This year have, I don't know what happened, but like since turning 29, I've become so much more chill about things. But I think it's because I have, it wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't even like a conscious thought or decision to like be this way because I've been wanting to be this way for so long.
Like
long.
I've been trying
for so long. And I don't know what, I don't know if it was like getting back into therapy. I don't know if it was just getting older, but like for some reason now things are rolling off my back so much more easily than they used to. And I don't know what it is. Can you hear my stomach growling?
Sorry. No.
Okay, good. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure grateful for it.
Oh my God. No, I swear. I actually did a TikTok about this, which we could even dive into if we want. I did a TikTok saying like, because I'm turning 31 on Friday, which is crazy. Like literally the other week, like a week ago, I met someone and said, oh yeah, I just recently turned 30 because I've been saying that the past year. And then I said, God damn, I'm turning 31 next week. I did not just recently turn 30. This is crazy. So thinking of that, I did a TikTok of things I feel like that have really, I've really learned after turning 30. And a lot of people really liked that and resonated with it, especially because I feel like a lot of people look up to us as big sisters just on the internet. And I don't know, I feel like that's content I would have loved to watch.
I mean, I would love to absorb all of that.
Oh my God, but that's one thing I said. It's so weird. It's so cliche, but all the things people told me is the same advice I'm giving people. It's the same advice I'm giving you. It's like, oh yeah, you just stop caring what people think about you.
Yeah.
And it's not even a, suddenly you don't care about other people's opinions. And this is just, at least for me, it's a, I'm so exhausted of caring about other people's opinions. I'm tired of it. I don't want to do that anymore. Like,
yeah,
it's a whole different approach to not caring because it's just, I've spent probably years, if I added up all the time I stressed over thinking what other people think, probably at least a solid year of my life.
I feel that.
Has been wasted, probably more.
As many times as Cal's seen Dune.
No.
He went again last night.
Is that a sixth time?
Yep.
Oh my God. And it's a 3-hour movie?
Yep.
Three times six?
18 hours. I already talked to him about it last night. I agree. That's how much I spend in a week, or I did spend in a week worrying about what people thought about me. I agree.
Oh my God, 1,000%. So it's like, yeah, I still care if people have wrong opinions of me or they, especially anything character related. But in the end, I'm just so tired of wasting time and energy stressing over it when in reality, like 90% of the time, they're actually probably not thinking that. Like actually. And then two, if they are, I mean, it's definitely circumstantial. Like if it's a close friend, like it's up to them to bring it up to you. You know what I mean? Or if it's like a stranger, it's like, why do we care what they think? Like,
yeah.
In the end, it's you're so tired of wasting time and energy that something did even just click for me of like, okay, I don't care anymore.
Exhausted is like the perfect word for it because I felt that and it shifted for me overnight because I used to care so much.
Even like when your friend's mad at you and you're like, you can't eat because you're so stressed and anxious and like all just like all of that effort and energy, you're finally like, I don't want to deal with this back and forth and waste like 3 days. I'd rather just like talk to them and like deal with it.
For
and
sure.
You just don't care as much about like what people think of you.
It's hard when we do this because we've had so many public opinions on everything we do for so long. And I remember always asking you like, or saying, I don't think I'll ever be able to not care. And again, sometimes of course I care and it just depends on the day. But lately I think my mental health and things have just been better that I'm like, oh, these people can think what they want, whether it's like mean about me or just truly wrong about me or what is the word? Just hypothesizing or just, theorizing about certain things. And they used to really bother me. And I'm like, now it's okay. Like they, that's part of, that comes with this territory.
It does. It really does.
I can let that affect me as much as I want. I'll probably never meet these people in person. Mm-hmm. And I'll never actually see them. And I always remember, if I do get bothered, close my computer. I'm home.
Isn't it weird?
No one's there. Yeah.
Oh, it's, the amount of times I'll just turn off my phone and I'm a new person. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, what do I want to do? I'm bored. It's weird.
It's very true.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like one, it does come with the territory. And two, the way that I even, like, it's entertainment. Like I watch certain influencers and I'm like, oh, did they break up? But it's not that it's, I'm just like curious.
It's
like,
hypothesizing.
It's just like watching a TV show where you're like, you want two characters to get together. For sure. or like
Kylie and Jordan or Kim and whoever. Yeah. I'm always in on all that. It's so true. That's all pop culture.
A core memory I have is when we went to Big Bear a few years ago with a lot of like, you know, the lifestyle girlies and like one of the last like Big Bear trips and all that kind of stuff. And we were having that one heart to heart and Aspen Ovard was there. Mm-hmm. And she is someone I've always looked up to. We still want her on the pod. You're welcome anytime, but like she's busy having kids.
Cove was there as well.
You're right. She was pregnant. She didn't know.
I know. Cove came on the trip.
Oh my God. No wonder you love her so much.
Yeah, I know. I just look connected.
You're like, I was there.
Auntie Remy was there.
And I distinctly remember you were talking, you were like, I really struggle with hate comments and people saying things. And she was so, her advice was so good. And I think she was the only one in the group who had the complete opposite perspective because all of us are like, oh my God, people don't like us. Well, yeah. Like whatever. Yeah. And she's like, no. If they don't know me, they don't have an opinion. They don't get to have an opinion about me. Like I only care what my close friends and family think of me because they're allowed to have an opinion on me. Like if it's a stranger, why would I care?
Yeah.
But it's different to say that and want to say that and believe that. She actually felt that way and believed it. And I remember watching that. I was like, I'm so jealous, but also it's so beautiful to see a whole other person's like actual perspective because she was just so matter of fact. No, why would I care about that? You shouldn't. And I was like, but I do.
And like, she's like so much younger than us. So much wiser.
Oh my God. Like so much. So that's a core memory of.
I remember that too.
Of that. And I do think that also goes to say like having a close group of friends and family. And I think it's hard in your 20s when you are trying to find your people and your friends. And of course you want people to, it's pack mentality. Like you want people to like you. Like you don't want, I feel like that even goes deep into like biological stuff of, you know, when you, you don't, I don't know. Like that's scary. Like to be disowned by, what am I saying?
Disowned one's crazy.
I know that one. I went crazy there. It makes sense why we all care so much. But in the end, I think when you actually finally do have those people and your close friends and family to finally have that, I think she always pops into my head of like, well, I should care what they think. Cause they're allowed to have an opinion of me versus these strangers or people who maybe they're just like, we're friends or acquaintances and I see them frequently, but in the end, they don't know me and that's okay. And I don't know them.
It kind of reminds me of when you're dating and you're trying to convince, everybody says, you know, it happens when you least expect it. And then, so you're trying to convince yourself, like, I don't care. I'm not expecting it. I'm not expecting it. And then it doesn't happen because you're expecting it versus like this, when I was trying so hard to not care. I was like, don't care, don't care, don't care.
Yeah.
I cared.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I woke up one morning. I'm like, I actually don't care. And again, to say, that's not every day, but for some reason lately, I think it's just like getting older and understanding yourself more and knowing that in no world am I going to be able to make everybody like me. Like, I think I finally swallowed that pill of like, you can keep trying, but it's not going to work out for you, girl.
Oh my God. Another thing I'd mentioned in that TikTok was that you only have one body. Like that was, and so take care of it and love it. That was something else. I feel like I've heard my entire life from older people being like, well, you only have one body, like just learn to love it, or like cliche things. And at the time I hated my body and I had insecurities and I mean, I still do, but I wish so much I could change the actual, like just my body. And it was something I heard and I hated when people told me that. Cause I'm like, I get it. Like just love yourself. It's the only body you get, blah, 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 whatever. And then I don't know again, if it's maybe just that exhaustion of trying so many different fad diets or trends or workouts or whatever the case is, that finally I was just like, okay, Alicia, you've always had these thighs. You're always going to have these thighs. And like these insecurities that I would have like done anything to get rid of at one point, now I don't mind as much. And I'm like, you know what? Like I'm healthy. And it's so cliche. Like it's so cliche being like, well, I'm healthy and my body takes care of me and stuff. But again, I think I just got so tired of trying to change things. And it's like, you know what? Just love the body you're in. And like, and again,
You get one.
You get one.
Yeah.
You only get one. You can't change it. Like, that's fine. That's fine. You know? So weird. Because again, cliche.
No, but
I've heard
true.
It so much. And now I feel like I'm giving that same advice to people. Like, just like the sooner you can love yourself, the sooner you're just going to be happy. And as much as you want to change things, you just, it's not, it's, I don't know. Your priorities change.
I feel like I've seen that shift in you too, of just mentally being nicer to yourself and physically being nicer to yourself.
That makes me so happy. Yeah. The effort has been a lot.
Really? Yeah. I feel like you made it look very natural and seamless, and like it just kind of happened naturally, organically along the way.
Another thing that I think sparked that, thank you. Another thing I think sparked that was the amount of times, and again, this just comes with getting older in age and experience, but the amount of times I would look back at my past self and I'd be like, oh my God, I wish I just looked like that again. And at the time I like hated how I looked. And then a few more years would go by and I would hate my body. But then 2 years would go by and I look back, oh my God, I didn't know how much I got tired of that. I'm like, Alicia, you're going to look back in 4 years and say the same thing about yourself now. So just like get over it. Like mm-hmm. just stop, because it's just like you always remember the worst parts in a relationship or the best parts in a relationship afterwards. And I feel like that's the same relationship I've had with my body. Like, I'm like, just stop caring so much. Just stop caring.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know if this is factual, but this is just my experience. Let me know if this is your experience too. I've gone through so many different phases of my body, or, you know, like sizes, or just on multiple different journeys, if you will. And I've experienced a lot in this one body. And the thing that I've kind of found constant is that my body has like almost a natural physique or weight that it kind of really rests at.
Same.
Throughout my whole life. Okay. Yeah. There is definitely, I'm sure, scientific facts to it. And I haven't researched too much about it, but this is just naturally what I've felt is, I mean, everybody has a different physique. Like my physique is different than like someone who's very, very petite and mm-hmm. just naturally like very, very thin. And that's just like genetically speaking. Totally. But my body always kind of naturally rests at like a similar stature that I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And I've lost weight from here before. I've gained weight from here before, but it kind of always finds this like happy medium right yeah. here where I'm at. And it's like, but without having to, it's just like a maintenance mode.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm trying really hard right now to lose weight. It's not like, and I'm not losing weight and I'm like not trying to like gain weight and I'm not gaining weight. It's mm-hmm. just like, it kind of rests at a certain physique or like yeah. kind of like an area, I guess. And I feel like once I kind of realized that, and that's only through going through so many different phases, I feel like I just was a lot more gentle on myself because I'm like, this is just naturally like where I'm at, and this is where I'm gonna be, and this is the body that I'm given.
Oh my God.
And it totally. Made me go a lot easier on myself because this is something I can't change.
1000%.
And that's just genetics.
Oh my God, 1000%. I remember, and again, maybe this is just getting older too. I've seen so many comments because obviously I have friends who are now moms, or even just in the influencer space, you see, you know, a lot of people are having kids and stuff. And I remember having the thought of, would I say that, like, if I am saying, Alicia, I hate your legs or I hate my stomach or whatever, I would never say that to my daughter ever. I also would never say that to my mom. Like, I would, you know what I mean? Like, obviously my mom and I are one, we're just clones of each other in certain ways. And I'm like, okay, like that's how I'm going to look when I'm older. And I would never say, ew, that's gross how you look X, Y, Z now. And especially she was like, oh my God, my body's changed so much after menopause.
Yeah.
Like she used to never gain weight on her upper half. And now she just like does, but her legs are like super skinny now. Where like before she was always a pear shape. She's like genetics and hormones, like your body's always changing. And it's just, it's so weird because I'm like, I feel like I'm looking to a mirror of like what I'm going to look like one day. And I would never be like, oh my God, you've gained weight. Like I would never. So why do I do that to myself? Like, why am I so hard on myself when I would never say that to my friends, my sister, my mom, or my daughter, which I don't have a daughter, obviously, Rosie and Chloe. I'm like, I would never be like,
so you're like, the vet says she gained a pound. She looks beautiful.
Like, you're beautiful, honey. Uh-huh. So yeah, I think that, so going back to the negative self-talk, I feel like that's something I've always really struggled with. And I do feel like I've been a little more gentle on myself that way.
You can tell.
It's just so, again, exhausting. Maybe your 30s are when you're tired. You're tired of giving a shit. You're tired of like people's
That's
opinions.
That's what people say too. Yeah. They're like, your 20s, you spent so much of your time worrying about everyone else. 30s, you just focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Which sounds freeing.
No, I will say, I'm like, I feel like you're already like pretty much there. I just,
I don't want to be there. I want to hit 30 and be like,
I think another thing, this also, I don't know if this is bad advice. I think part of it too is hearing I'm 30 just sounds so old, even though I know it's not. Mm-hmm. So I feel like part of it is, Alicia, why the hell are you caring about that? You're fucking 30, get over it. Like that's a whole other part of it.
Cool.
Is like, Alicia, you're 30. Learn how to love your body. Mm-hmm. Like get over it. Like mm-hmm. I think that's been a lot of little things for me too. Of, okay, I had my 20s. Like we found who we are. Okay, like, why are you caring about this? This feels like high school. Or yeah. why are you caring about this? This is like immature. You're 30. Like, I don't know what it is you're that 30. Comes with that. You're 30. And that's kind of the switch too.
I think that's really nice to hear though. Something that I'm worried about leaving the 20s behind is that I'll never be able to go back to my 20s. Is that a thought that you had where I like, I've been kind of sad about that mourning, the loss of like, not in a morbid way, but kind of in a morbid way where I'm like, wow, I'll never get to go back and experience that again. Like, you know, I could die and I Wait. Like, I can't, I can never go back there. Like I could, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy that I've knock on wood. I've like been able to live this beautiful life that I'm so grateful for. But there's a part of me that's like, oh, I'll never be able to be 21, 22, 23. I'll never be able to be 8 again. I'll never be able to be like living at my parents again and being, you know, 15, 16. Like I think about that a lot. And
me, new fear unlocked.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm
the
kidding.
The 20s for me, that's what I always think. I'm like, oh, like I'm, what an amazing decade of my life, but I'll never be able to go back. And that makes me sad.
I hear that to an extent. Even when I was younger, I remember being terrified to grow up and I would like tell my mom, I was like, I'm so scared to grow up. But no, I haven't had that in the sense of 30s at all. I think if anything, I've had the opposite because I think I remember when I turned 30 last year and we were on vacation and I journaled to myself, I remember thinking, holy shit, like the way I thought I knew who I was and I was such an adult at 20, that's how I am now. And in 10 more years when I turn 40,
yeah,
that's
it's
crazy.
So true.
I'm going to be thinking about, oh, at 30, I thought I knew who I was and she had so much more life to live. Like, so in a way it's kind of more exciting because I'm like, wow, it feels like a whole fresh start and a new, I don't know. It's like, and also 20 was forever ago.
You guys know we are major shoe lovers here at Pretty Basic. I keep talking about how much I love my Macy's wide calf boots. Truly, you guys. And I know a lot of you are listening who also have wide calves because all the girlies in the comments are always asking me for wide calf recommendations. And let me tell you, go to Macy's.com and filter through all of their wide calf boots because every single pair has been a stunner on
me. Vince Camuto's?
I got, those ones don't fit me. I have to get extra wide calf.
Really?
Yes, but that's okay because they have so many options. I've got heeled black boots. I got heeled nude boots. I've got cowboy boots. Like you would think, you don't think about extra wide calf cowboy boots. They have them.
I just don't get how like people, that is such a market. People
I agree.
Are sleeping on it.
I just told you I got my gray suede wide calf boots the other day and I'm so excited to wear them with a gray trench that I have and my gray
hot.
Glasses. I planned a whole look and I literally went on Macy's and I was like gray suede, knee high, wide calf boots, boom.
Here's the thing. Do I need any more shoes? Absolutely not. But with the great shoe sale that's happening at Macy's from April 9th to April 21st, you can expect 30 to 40% off the latest shoe trends for spring from Madden Girl, Steve Madden, Inc., and more.
You guys know I'm the queen of my feet always hurting in all shoes. Every event we go to, I'm always trying to find a chair because my feet hurt so badly. And basically, I am now, I'm like Goldilocks when it comes to shoes. I have to try them on. This one's too big. This one's too small. This one hurts. This one doesn't hurt. And Macy's just has so many options that you can be Goldilocks and you can try on as many as you want. And honestly, a lot of them are really comfortable.
So whether you need new shoes or not, shop the great shoe sale happening over at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com or in-store. With the new podcast, festival season, and summer travels, this year is really picking up. I can't believe it's April. I can't believe we're already so far into the year. Needless to say, it's just been crazy. I feel like my life has been crazy right now. And you know what's been there for me? My Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies. They've just been coming in clutch during all of this chaos. I am wearing the Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies right now. I have raved about these for so long. I think it's been a solid year of me wearing them. I am obsessed with these lashes. Both the nails and the lashes require no glue. So that means there's no drying time. There's no mess. There's no glue in your eye. It's just, they just pop right on. You put them underneath your lashes and they stick for up to 24 hours of wear.
I also love that there's no damage to your actual lashes or your nails. Also, the nails come in adorable, trendy styles and include a patented super hold adhesive, which makes them last for up to a week. And let me tell you guys, like when you put these on, they are actually stuck. They're not going to fall off. You don't need to bring glue with you everywhere. Like they are absolutely amazing. Also, the press-on falsies have tons of styles and feature an underlash application and exclusive self-stick technology that guarantees up to 24 hours of wear, which Alicia said. You guys have to try them. You can grab yours now at impressbeauty.com.
And my all-time favorite thing about both of these is you don't have to sit down for an hour to get long lash extensions. You don't have to sit and get your nails done. It's just so quick and easy. Again, hot mess over here. Always running late, always running out the door. And nails that last up to a week. Do you remember growing up and the nails would pop off in like 2 seconds?
Oh my God, yeah. And I'd have to bring glue with me everywhere.
Yeah, you'd bring glue with you everywhere. The little stickies.
When you brush your hair through your fingers, they get their hair gets stuck under the press on.
Oh my God.
Visit impressbeauty.com/basic and use code basic at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies.
Also, I will say, same, I feel very blessed. Like I had an amazing 20s. Like, yeah, there's certain things I would have changed, but that's everyone. And I feel like I've lived so much life in my 20s. And I'm like, wow, I really did the damn thing. You
know? That's how I feel too. And I'm like, I don't want to leave it behind.
No, bitch, we're going to Japan and Korea.
I know, but like, still,
we have so much. Oh my God.
I just feel really
reminiscent.
Yeah. And I'm clinging on to it. I think I'm going to actually have a harder time turning 30 than you did. And then I think you even think I will. Like, I'm really sad about it.
But you got one more year.
Not even. I have like 8 months.
Ugh. 8 months.
8 months.
No, I think you're going to fucking love it. I think you're going to love it. And on top of it, you're going to be getting married. Like, I don't know. I feel like you're going to love it.
You and Ash have really prepped me for.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Well, especially because Ash is significantly older. Mm-hmm. Like watching her go through it. Because when you and I were just getting close, she turned 30. Mm-hmm. And I remember being at that point too. It was so not even on my radar.
Were you 25 then?
I think she's, how much older is she?
3 years older.
Yeah, she's 5 years older than me. So yeah, I was like 25. I'm like, oh, 30 so far away. Like, oh my, I haven't even thought about being 30. And then watching her turn 30 and watching her find love and do all these things. I'm like, that's actually really cool and exciting and amazing. Yeah. So it's been, she's prepped me in a way that I think she doesn't even know.
Oh, I feel like a lot of my friends actually are older and a lot of my friends are. And I feel lucky that I've been able to watch that too. Even just being the younger sister, being able to see her go through it. Cause 3 years is not that big of a difference, but it feels so big. Like when she turned 27, I was like, oh, you're so old and mature.
Yeah,
and
then cause you're in your like mid-20s. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, like what? So it's always weird when I turn the age that she was that I thought was so old. And 30 was obviously one of them. I'm like, I remember when she turned 30, I thought it was crazy.
I want to talk to her about that. One time when you're out, I'm going to have her on and I'm just going to like ask her all these questions. I'm curious.
Feel free to shit talk me the whole time. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. I accept it. I'm here for it. Honestly, I'll tune in. It's rare for me to re-listen to one of these episodes and I'll tune in.
I just have so many questions for her, especially being the older sister. Like that has to be scary and hard for her.
You know what? The other day, you were in my head about how I was, I think it was the night after you opened up on the generational trauma episode. Mm-hmm. And I think that night she was doing something and I forget what conversation we were having, but I think she was talking about mom and dad or like venting about something. And I was like, I'm sorry, that must be really hard that you've had to go through things first. And she was like, it has, thank you. And I was like, aww, Remy would be so proud of me.
That's so sweet.
I did my homework because I've gotten away, like obviously there's so many things in my life that have been easy and breezy for me because she already dealt with them in that capacity.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There is a lot that I feel like gets overlooked with older siblings. And obviously it's not like crazy traumatizing things, but there are things that definitely stick with you. So I'm sure she really appreciated that.
Well, I hope she noticed her with me doing the homework, like, oh my God, I'm such a good sister. And she's like, yeah, thanks.
I'm proud of you. And I'm sure that meant a lot to her.
No, that's really sweet. I hope so. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Yeah, what else was on the TikTok? I don't miss anything. And I miss this TikTok. And the one thing that I needed to see, I did comment on your fashion one you did the other day.
Okay, people have been coming for me in those. And I'm like, oh.
I just said, why are you wearing your shoes in the house?
I was showing one of my outfit.
Don't wear your shoes in the house.
There were so many. There were so many.
It's an Asian thing, huh? In the background of
the PXU episode. Oh my God. Me, I was like, is it a white people thing?
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God. Which like it is. Like, I feel like just like dads wearing their tennis shoes all day from morning to night.
Oh, I'll wear like my workout shoes out and about. to the airport. Mm-hmm. I'll be like in a bathroom and I think like, oh my God, ew, what if I walk through my house in these?
See, I never grew up with that. And I wish I did. I wish I did, because it feels so odd to me to ask someone to take their shoes off when they come into the house. But I wish it was just a thing.
What you have to do is just stack shoes by the front door. So people are like, oh, they take their shoes off.
Also, I mean, me with my shoes on the couch right now. That's disgusting. But like,
that's okay. I mean, it's different than
your living area.
I think it's just, yeah. I mean, either way, I wouldn't do it.
Even like having parties, I'm like, people are like, should I take my shoes? I'm like, it's fine. Like, yeah, it's part of the fit.
But then you can like really scrub the floors.
Yeah.
I truly am like, I'm in like public restrooms. I'm like, ew.
No, it's disgusting.
Imagine I wore these in the house. I'll like walk on my walking treadmill upstairs, but I'll carry my shoes up with me and then I'll put them on the treadmill and then I'll take them off. Like, I literally don't step anywhere on them.
I think it's a white people thing.
We're so different.
It's disgusting. We're so different.
So sorry though. Continue on. Your outfits?
Oh no. I was just saying, I got a lot of people commenting on it. Like, oh no, I'm hoping this is April Fool's.
Which outfit?
It was a date night one.
The black outfit?
Yeah. And I was like, obviously it wasn't like, it was fine.
I thought it was cute.
Like, it was fine. But like the amount, I was like, the tights one, I get. Okay. I get.
Wait, what was the problem with the black outfit?
No, like it was to the point where I was like, I don't even know. And I'm just going to. I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
Was there constructive criticism?
Feel free to look at the comments later on our lunch break.
Later.
I don't want to hear them. But it was just like, oh shit. I was like, damn. Like, but it did get like, it was going viral.
I thought it was cute.
I mean, it was fun. Like, even me, I was like, whatever. Like, let's just
go. It's just a black top, black shoes, black pants, black jacket.
I know. I did end up switching my top and my jacket for the actual date.
Can we get into the date of it all? We talked about it on PXU and it already went live. So can we get into it a little bit?
Yeah. It did. It was okay. I feel like even in the episode, I was like, oh, you should like make it sound more exciting because it is more exciting. But I was just like,
for context, Alicia and Zane on an episode of PXU, Keith and I challenged them and it's fun. I just went on Hoot and a Half and Matt was like, it's so fun to watch like two singles and two engaged people because it's such a different dynamic.
Oh, no, it's
so fun. I love it.
I'm over here like, I just need to go on a date. And you're like, we're planning our wedding. Like, it's so different. It's so different.
I was talking to Chesco about it the other night at his birthday dinner. And he was saying, because I was like, he's turning 30. And I was like, what do you want for your 30s? Like, what are you looking forward to this year? And he was like, it's time to start dating. He's mm-hmm. like, I need to set my Hinge back up. I want to get back out on the town. And I was like, what are you holding back from dating? And he was like, I hate, similar to you, similar to Zane, similar to Ollie, similar to everybody in my life, is like, I just hate the idea of going on a date and having to make small talk and having to have these like small conversations over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And Ollie was like, yeah, I agree with that. And he was saying, he's like, when Chesco and I started getting close was the era when I was like just dating for fun.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just never have ever had that want to do so. And Ollie was like, she would just go out and be like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And I need everybody to try and have that mindset. I was like, everybody, we need to do like a...
intervention?
An intervention. I'll have you all come over to my house and Cal and I will do a PowerPoint for you guys.
Wait, I love that.
It's so low stakes. Like, who cares? Who actually cares?
I know, but it makes me feel so much better that there are other people who feel that way.
I think majority, honestly.
I know, but I think I've always felt like the odd one out that way because mm-hmm. I'm like, everyone else loves dating and they're constantly going on dates. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, what is wrong with me? Obviously,
there's nothing wrong.
I know, but it makes you feel like, damn, like I should care, right? Like I should try harder, right? So it does make me feel better that there are those people.
For sure.
Because I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, if everybody felt that way, single people would not exist. So don't be hard on yourself.
Very true.
But I need you all to change your mindset.
Right. Like someone like, Yeah.
Also, some people are single because they think that a date for 15 to 20 minutes is acceptable.
And that it proves my point as why I will not get ready for someone to only see me for 30 minutes.
Understood. And that's true. When I was playing that for Cal, Cal was dying laughing.
My God.
He's like, he thinks a 15 minute date is okay.
When I watched back the clips, Zane was very much like, no. Like if I don't like it and I want to leave. And I was like,
even then,
that's better. But still, no. I stand on my, but here's the thing to me. The beginning of the date and the end are more awkward. So it's easier for me to sit in my seat and make a little more small talk or have one more drink to make it be longer.
Yeah.
It's the, okay, I'm ready to go now.
I gotta run. No, completely. So on the episode.
I've learned when I go into a date, even if I don't have plans after, to be like, oh yeah, I'm meeting my friend at 9. Like even if I don't, just so I have that out. And that way it's not like, Oh, and now another
you're
drink.
Obsessed. You're like, it's fine. I canceled.
Oh, totally. But you can do that. You can be like, oh, she canceled on me.
Oh, I guess I'm free.
So that's an easier. But going back to the date that I was on.
Yes.
He was nice.
Wait. I didn't lay out what had happened.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're so fine. Heath and I challenged Alicia and Zane to make a date by the next time we recorded. Mm-hmm. And they both made individual dates. And then went on the dates at a said location and then met up halfway through to talk about the dates and conspire about what's been going on and then go back to the regular dates. And then we talked about it on the podcast.
It was funny because Heath was like, oh, it'll be like you'll have like emotional support. Like someone else is going with doing it with you. And I was like, no, it sounded great in theory. But then once I was there, I was like, now I'm just like I'm trying not to look towards their table.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, can they overhear our conversation? Can the person next? I hate, there was so much more in my head. So in a way I was like, this wasn't more fun. It was fun, but it was, I mean, I would do it again if I had to, but not like, it wasn't like, oh my God, that made it so much easier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you've talked about that idea for so long, like with all groups of friends, like, oh my God, we should all do a date or whatever. Like a double date.
I think a double date would have been better because we're at least all together. Like the idea of like, oh, I can't look like I know yeah. who that is. Like it felt like when someone says, don't say the word the, and then you're constantly thinking like, the
yeah,
that's how I felt. The guy was okay. He
you said he was kind of douchey.
He was just, I explained this to Ashley and she said, that's all you need to tell me. I was like, he's in sales. He did tell me that he used to do promoting and he didn't really ask me any questions and was just trying to show off. And she's like, that's all you need to say. Like, And I was like, here's the thing. It's not that I have a thing against promoters, but
Vin Diesel Vegas.
If you ever know a promoter, I feel like they're always flirting with girls, saying it's their job and they need to schmooze and network. And I got the vibe that he was like, oh, I'm going to impress her with money. And like, I don't know. He like mentioned like a certain watch brand he had. I was like, I don't care. Like, I actually don't care if you know me.
We did say though, which obviously, yeah, that's kind of yuck. Like, that's not what you want to hear. Yeah. Some girls want that. Some people want that. Not you. But maybe there's a chance he was nervous.
So that's something I think in the past I would have been like, ew, no, hard no. I would never go on a second date. And I was like, you know what? Like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was nervous. And like, maybe I wasn't the exact way that I am when you get, you know, it's a first date. So like, I would go on a second one. But my gut's telling me it wouldn't go further than that.
And that's okay. And yeah. Also, you don't even have to go on a second one. But I think that is a good way to like be gracious
yeah.
with these people.
Oh my God, no, 1,000%. So
do you have another date scheduled anytime soon?
This is where I was just telling my friend this morning. I was like, I'm struggling so much because I want the guys to initiate. And I'm on these apps and I'm like, if I've had more than three back or forth conversation, ask me out.
Well,
like,
I agree. Yeah.
And they won't. Like, I don't. And she was like, it's guys in LA. I fucking swear. And I was like, I know. Like, I don't want to be the one being like, hey, like, let like, oh, when are we getting drinks? Or like, what? Like, I'm happy. Like, I don't want to do that. But also I'm like, has it come to that? Because I'm just like, ugh.
Well, also, it's kind of puzzling when they on their profile, I'm sure, right? Like looking for
long-term
or looking
relationship.
To be in a relationship. Yeah. Yeah. And then if you've had like a full conversation and nothing's coming of it.
And I hate those small talk I think for me, I'm just.
Do you hate the small talk online more or hate the small talk in real life more?
I used to hate online more. I would be almost mute in the sense of I don't know what to say. And I think now another thing with turning 30 is I was like, I'm just gonna put my humor, and if you don't get it, then you suck because you don't get it. Like, it's a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where before I would think of, oh my God, what should I say to this guy versus versus me just saying how I would normally text my friends. And that's been a huge change too,
for sure. I think low stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Low stakes if you don't go on a date. Low stakes. Low stakes if it's only a conversation. Low stakes. Low stakes you go on a date, it doesn't work out. Low stakes. Who cares?
At least, you know what? What's sad is the fact that my main motivating factor is just to have more dating stories. Like, that's so sad.
Whatever gets you through
you know
the day,
what?
Girl.
We gotta start somewhere.
But also, you know what? I think that you can't chase those because those have to come and they just come naturally.
Then I'm gonna be like, oh, he's perfect.
Like when I scaled the wall, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is going to be so good on the podcast. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, 1,000%.
It has to come naturally.
But you just got to want to scale that wall.
I got to listen to that episode again because I forget.
Remember we were going to do...
listening back and reacting?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to because what a dark time in my life.
No, I think you'd love it.
I can put myself right back in that mindset of like when I was at the bottom of the wall being like, oh, I gotta get up higher. Like I'm like back. It's literally pitch black outside. I'm on the popcorn stucco wall.
Oh my God.
Like I could put myself right back
in
that.
Leather skirt and knee high boots.
I wonder what I was wearing.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think I was wearing workout clothes though, because I was coming to meet you to work out. Like I think I was at least in agile.
No, I'm pretty sure you were planning on going back to your apartment.
Oh.
To change.
Oof. I don't know.
And that's why when you did.
You know, we could know if we went back and listened.
Yes.
I just don't care to put myself through that.
I think you'll listen and you'll be like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought. Or you would think that you felt a weird way. And then when you're back, you're like, oh my God, ew.
I think it's just so embarrassing to look back and hear yourself being so down bad, like miserably down bad for no reason. Like I'm good on that actually.
You're like, he said he was in love with me.
Yeah. I just don't know. I wish I had been more candid during like my dating time, because I obviously didn't say a lot because I was worried that people would hear. But now knowing that like I have never spoken to any of those people again, I could have gone balls to the wall. Oh my God, that would have been
so
funny.
Right. Oh my God, you're so right.
And I think
so
you should.
I should be more balls to the wall. Okay.
I think you should. I'll say I think that you should. Oh. You teach me, I teach you.
Perfect. That's how we balance each other.
Yes.
Well, wow, this has been great. All over the place.
Do you have any more things to add to anybody turning 30? Cute shoes.
Thank you, Rag & Bone.
They're very cute.
They're different for me, right?
Yeah. You kind of look like a skater girl. You look like you go to the Vans off the wall at the block.
Well, that means so much. You don't even know. These pants are so wrinkled. But
you look like you go to the Venice skate park on the weekends.
Oh my God, just like a cool girl.
Yeah, you're so cool.
Wow, I love that.
Okay. Anything else to add to anybody turning over here? Me turning 30? Anything you'd like to teach me?
One thing that clicked for me, skincare. Suddenly I'm obsessed with it. That was another thing I've always heard. That was overnight.
Yeah.
Because my skin changed overnight. I've always heard people say, yeah, your skin starts to change like as you get older, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever, that's too far. Like, I don't have to deal with that. I swear overnight, my skin just was different. I would break out differently. The texture of my skin was different. It was just different. And I was like, I wish I'd been wearing my SPF every day. Like I was like suddenly thinking back to my 20s, I was just like, oh my God, I always heard and was so tired of hearing people say, wear your sunscreen, do your skincare, take off your makeup, blah, blah, blah. I was like, whatever. And because my skin changed overnight, suddenly I started caring about my skincare overnight. So I ended my TikTok with like, do your skincare.
Any products that you
less
demand
is more.
We use?
Oh. I use a gentle cleanser. Mm-hmm. I used to think my skin was so tough and could handle anything. Turns out my skin was actually more sensitive. So I was doing way more harm than good. So a gentle cleanser and like a simple moisturizer is everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Nothing else?
The skin... I mean, I use other serums, but I think more than anything is I will like triple wash my face to get my makeup off. Before I would just use a makeup wipe. I'll use the cleansing balm with the towelette, wash my face, then use face wash just to get my makeup off, especially when I'm wearing so much makeup.
Yeah.
Then I'll even use my cleanser to do one time of my skin so it can actually get into my pores.
Yeah, I feel that.
So that's been something I've been very diligent with, and I've gotten so many compliments on my skin lately. And I've definitely like, I mean, I'm using like serums and other things like that, but I swear just the amount of effort I've put into it, I feel like has actually been rewarding, which is so nice.
I mean, everything from over here seems effortless to me. It really does. Like everything that you talked about, I feel like I didn't realize how much effort had been put in, but for good use.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're crushing it. You really are.
Oh my God.
One thing that you want to happen in your early 30s or in your year of 31, what's something that you want to happen? Are you looking forward to?
My friend had mentioned this to me, and it was something that I also resonated with. She said she feels like her 20s fear. A lot of her 20s and decisions was ruled by fear, and she held herself back from a lot of things she would have just naturally done and wishes she did that. So she said in her 30s, she like doesn't overthink things and just does things, which obviously to some people that might be bad advice, but I feel like to people like me who've like held themselves back from like, whether it's fear or fear of rejection or like all these different things, she's just like, just don't know, just do whatever feels natural. And that's okay. Like, mm-hmm. And if you regret it later, that's actually okay. It's actually a good thing because you've learned from it versus just living in a state of fear of like, well, I'm too scared to like change my job, or I'm too scared to do it. Like, and the way she worded it was so eloquent and beautiful. And I was like, I relate to that so much. So I think just living more in the moment. And I know we've always said like live in the moment, but I think just not overthinking the outcome of different situations or not overthinking, I don't know. And the way she worded it, I was like, yes, that's what I want, because I feel that too.
I feel like as you get older too, those decisions will, it won't even be necessarily a decision. You'll just gut reaction do it.
Well, and life now feels so fragile and it's like, wow, like we don't know how long we have. And also you are, this is the youngest I'll ever be. And you know, there's so many different factors that I feel like come into it. Or when am I going to want to start having kids? Because maybe these are the last literal few years of my actual life I'll be single. And like, that's crazy. And I don't want to spend those years just wishing I was in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like yeah. That's actually like really like, once you're in a relationship, like that's your person. And then you have like, your life is forever changed. And it's like, this single time is actually a special time.
Yeah. Looking back on my single time too, it was so much shorter from when I actively started dating than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm so happy and I love Cal so much, but like it was so short lived. And I would have been okay had it gone on longer, even though in the moment I was like, this is agony.
Yes. And in the moment you feel like you're forever alone. Yeah. Like you truly feel like your whole life is going to be, and it's not. Yeah. So I think I really resonated to what she said about that. So yeah, do your skincare.
Love it. Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen.
Go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Don't care. You're allowed, you can pick where you put your mental energy. You know?
That's good.
That's good, right?
That's good.
Really good. Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
So anyways, I hope that helped you.
For sure. I'm looking forward to even hearing more, I'm sure, as you hit 31.
Oh my God. So wise and so mature over here. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Pretty Basic. If you've made it to the end, I feel like they should comment below.
Comment down below.
Ooh, comment below a question or like comment below advice you want if you're under 30. And then if you're over 30, leave a like advice in the comments. Like, that's, I feel great. Like that would be a cool little like community thing. Because I also want to look at it. So I feel like that'd be really, I don't know, really fun and cool.
Little journal entries.
We love you guys so much. And we will see you next week with a new episode and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.